Harper Audio presents The Long Winter by Laura Ingalls Wilder, read by Cherry Jones. Make hay while the sun shines. The mowing machine's whirring sounded cheerfully from the old buffalo wallow south of the claim shanty, where blue-stem grass stood thick and tall, and Pa was cutting it for hay. The sky was high and quivering with heat over the shimmering prairie. Halfway down to sunset, the sun blazed as hotly as at noon. The wind was scorching hot, but Pa had hours of mowing yet to do before he could stop for the night. Laura drew up a pailful of water from the well at the edge of the big slough. She rinsed the brown jug till it was cool to her hand. Then she filled it with the fresh, cool water, corked it tightly, and started with it to the hayfield. Swarms of little white butterflies hovered over the path. A dragonfly with gauzy wings swiftly chased a gnat. On the stubble of cut grass, the striped gophers were scampering. All at once they ran for their lives and dived into their holes. Then Laura saw a swift shadow and looked up at the eyes and the claws of a hawk overhead. But all the little gophers were safe in their holes. Pa was glad to see Laura with the water jug. He got down from the mowing machine and drank a mouthful. "Ah, that hits the spot," he said, and tipped up the jug again. Then he corked it, and setting it on the ground, he covered it with cut grass. "The sun almost makes a fellow want a bunch of sprouts to make a shade," he joked. He was really glad there were no trees. He had grubbed so many sprouts from his clearing in the big woods every summer. Here on the Dakota prairies, there was not a single tree, not one sprout, not a bit of shade anywhere. "A man works better when he's warmed up anyway," Pa said cheerfully, and chirruped to the horses. Sam and David plodded on, drawing the machine. The long, steel-toothed blade went steadily whirring against the tall grass and laid it down flat. Pa rode high on the open iron seat, watching it lie down, his hand on the lever. Laura sat in the grass to watch him go once around. The heat there smelled as good as an oven when bread is baking. The little brown and yellow striped gophers were hurrying again all about her. Tiny birds fluttered and flew to cling to bending grass stems, balancing